You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. As crude prices begin sliding under the weight of recession fears, the centre has eliminated the rupees 6 a litre tax it imposed on export of petrol from the beginning of the month, reduced export taxes on diesel and aviation turbine fuel by rupees 2 a litre from rupees 13 and rupees 6 per litre respectively imposed on July 1st. The additional excise duty domestic crude has been reduced by 27% to rupees 17,000 per barrel. New rates will be effective from today. While the idea to impose the cess domestic crude production by upstream firms such as ONGC and Reliance to lay its hand on windfall gains from their sales at international parity prices to the refiners. The tax on exports of transport fuels was intended at reversing the refiners' growing tendency to sell in the export markets, overlooking the domestic need. In the economy sector, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Tuesday said the 5% goods and services tax levied on items such as cereals, pulses and flour was approved by the GST Council after a nod from all states. Countering criticism over the new impost on labelled and unbranded pre-packaged foodstuff, she however clarified that 11 items when sold loose and not pre-packed or pre-labelled won't attract GST. Sale of such items may therefore see rise in demand, she said. The items that will not attract GST when sold loose include pulses, wheat, oats, maize, rice, flour, suji, besan, puffed rice, and curd. Meanwhile, the government has stepped up scrutiny of imports to identify irrational spikes in any segment, official and industry sources told FE, amid indications that non-essential imports could be targeted should the situation so warrant. Separately, the Finance Ministry told Parliament on Tuesday that the government and the central bank are closely monitoring inflation and are ready to take appropriate action. The government has also tightened its vigil of the global price movements of various commodities and their impact on the Indian economy through trade, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. Retail inflation hit 7.01% in June, having remained above the central bank's comfort level for a sixth straight month. A final decision on whether to limit non-essential imports through duty hikes is yet to be made, an official source said. Now, some exciting news from the aviation sector. With newer airlines close to entering the market and the existing players beefing up their fleet, good times have returned for Boeing and Airbus, as much of their sales will be driven by Indian carriers for several years to come. The order pipeline of the domestic airlines is a long one and, according to rough estimates, over $45 billion at list prices. Industry analysts say that with airlines placing large number of orders, they may get volume discounts also. Air India, which has been taken over by Tata Group, apart from considering strengthening its fleet with Airbus A350 wide-bodied aircraft, is also in talks with Airbus and Boeing for narrow-bodied aircraft, according to sources. Moving on, metals and mining company Vedanta on Tuesday said its board has approved an interim dividend payment of rupees 19.5 per share to shareholders, amounting to rupees 7,250 crore. This is the second interim dividend by the company in financial year 23 and amounts to a total payout of rupees 18,958 crore. The company, a subsidiary of billionaire Anil Agarwal's metals and oil conglomerate Vedanta Resources, has fixed July 27th as the record date for the second interim dividend, it said in a regulatory update. On April 6th, Vedanta had approved an interim dividend of rupees 11,709 crore, according to stock exchange data. The company, in its annual report for financial year 22, had said it will distribute a minimum 30% of its attributable net profit as dividends, subject to various factors including cash flows, economic situation, and commodity price cycles, among others. And lastly, here's what to expect from the stock market today. Indian benchmark indices are likely to open higher as SGX Nifty was quoting 114 points higher from previous close, indicating a gap-up start for domestic equities. In the previous session, the BSE Sensex rose 246 points to 54,768, while the NSE Nifty 50 jumped 62 points to settle at 16,340. Globally, queues were positive as Asian markets markets were mostly positive in morning deals. Japan's Nikkei is up 2.12%, South Korean shares were up 1.1%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 0.89%. Meanwhile, US stocks closed with sharp gains on Tuesday as more companies joined big banks in reporting earnings that beat forecasts, offering respite to investors worried about higher inflation and interest rate hike. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.